More Tales from the Greek Legends, retold by Edward Ferry and read by Benjamin Soames. Bellerophon and the Chimera. The tale of Bellerophon and the Chimera begins with the hero's great-grandfather Sisyphus many years before, for the Corinthian heroes had something of a tradition of angering the gods. Sisyphus was the son of Aeolus, the god of the winds, and he founded the great city of Corinth. He was renowned for his cunning and guile, and some say he was the father of the hero Odysseus too. However, he made the mistake of angering Zeus, the king of the gods, and the Thunderer sent Thanatos, the death god, to claim him. Sisyphus trapped the god of death in a net, outraging the immortals, for if Thanatos could not do his work, then all would be immortal, no one would die, and the world would become a very crowded place. Ares, the god of war, came and freed the death god, and Sisyphus was captured and taken to Hades. Before departing for the underworld, Sisyphus told his wife he wanted no funeral honours and no coins on his eyelids to pay the ferryman Charon, who required a payment in order to ferry people across the river Styx into the depths of the underworld. But when he reached the underworld, he complained to Hades, the king of the underworld, that his wife had not provided for him in his death and begged for permission to go back to the world of the living and punish her as she deserved. Hades agreed, and once back above ground, the crafty Sisyphus refused to return to the underworld, laughing with his friends and even boasting about how easy it was for him to outwit the immortals. Zeus would not be slighted, though, and sent Hermes, the speediest of all the gods, to capture Sisyphus and take him back to the underworld. Hades was not amused at what Sisyphus had done, and punished him by condemning him for all eternity to push a huge boulder up a hill, only for it to slip near the top and roll over him, crushing and mangling him. This would go on forever. Man and boulder would roll back down to the bottom, and poor Sisyphus would have to push and heave the boulder all the way to the top again, knowing that he would fail as before and have to repeat his task over and over and over. Now Sisyphus had a son called Glaucus, who also incurred the wrath of the gods by offending Aphrodite, the goddess of love. She took her revenge on him by driving some horses mad at a funeral games, so that they would trample him to death. According to legend, the ghost of this Glaucus would reappear from time to time to haunt racetracks and stables, and would frighten horses and drive them into a state of panic. Glaucus had a son of the same name, and the son had witnessed the fates of both his father and grandfather, and did everything in his power to be pious and avoid angering the gods himself. When Glaucus became the king of Corinth, he had a son called Hipponus, who is better remembered even to this day as Bellerophon, or the slayer of Bellerus. The story behind his name change is not as well known as his most famous feat, the slaying of the Chimera, but we shall come to that soon.